Policy, the Czech government unveiled its PR campaign for the forthcoming Czech presidency of the European Union on Thursday, featuring a host of Czech celebrities and a sugar cube. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek says the campaign, which translates roughly as "We'll make things sweeter for Europe," is aimed at making Czechs realize the significance of the six-month presidency without creating unrealistic expectations. Rob Cameron has more.
Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the EU's anthem, ringing out in the main press foyer at government office on Thursday as Prime Minister Topolánek and his Deputy for EU Affairs, Alexandra Vondra, unveiled the new campaign. It features billboards and a 30-second video clip in which Czech celebrities, including ice hockey star Jaromír Jágr, goalkeeper Petr Čech and top model Tereza Maxová, do amusing things with sugar cubes. So why the sugary theme? Michála Jelinková is Mr. Vondra's spokeswoman.
To raise awareness of the European Union, because as you know, in all over Europe, there is a lack of interest in EU matters. So in Czech, the slogan has potential to catch attention. This is one thing. Second thing, we also, as I said, are using famous personalities in the spot who actually have sweetened the Europe's life already. And the message maybe could be that anyone can add sugar or make life Europe and the world sweeter if one makes effort, as these famous personalities have made so far.
And Michála Jelinková went on to explain that the sugar cube was chosen because it's a little-known Czech invention. It was the brainchild of one Jakub Krištof Rád, the director of the Dačice sugar refinery in 1843. Rád was actually a native of Switzerland, and back then Dačice was just a backwater in the Austrian Empire, and there is some dispute over whether the sugar cube is really Czech. But never mind the provenance of the cube, the video itself is provocative. It was the country's rather Eurosceptic president, Václav Klaus, who's credited with the oft-repeated remark back in the early 1990s that the Czech Republic would dissolve in the European Union like a sugar cube in a cup of coffee. As Alexandra Vondra stressed on Thursday to reporters, we're not a sugar cube, we invented the sugar cube. And as Michála Jelinková was keen to point out, the phrase "will make things sweeter for Europe" is a literal English translation of an untranslatable Czech phrase designed to catch the ear of the Czech people, not meant for foreign consumption. She and her colleagues are still working on a snappy English phrase to accompany the Czech EU presidency when it begins on January the 1st next year. At the moment, the strongest contender is Czech sugar in the EU's coffee.
Rob Cameron there with that report.